Daniel, Visions of the Future. Corruption in the house of God is a great trigger to get out of our comfort zone down to our knees. Daniel, while soaking in the perks of royalty, is deeply aware that he and his people are captives due to persistent rebellion and disobedience. Knowing God's patience and power, he prays for mercy for his nation in humble repentance. In a series of vision, God unfolds a big picture on the future of the world. The vision of the four beasts in Daniel 7 foretells the rise and fall of kingdoms. This has a similar message as Nebuchadnezzar's dream of the image with a golden head. The sequence of kingdoms that rule the earth are Babylonians, Medes, Persians, Greeks, Romans, and subsequently the divided kingdom, represented by 10 horns and 10 toes of Nebuchadnezzar's vision. The final kingdom belongs to Christ, who eventually gains supreme control. The vision of the ram and the goat in Daniel 8 talks of the rise and fall of the Antichrist with his predecessors, the kings of the north and south. The angel Gabriel gives explanation of the kingdoms, detailing current and past events. He also mentions the Antichrist's desecration of the sanctuary for 3.5 years, represented by the little horn. This is a future event which has had a past prototype prior to Christ's birth. The eventual destruction of the Antichrist is described, following which Christ and his saints possess the kingdom. Gabriel appears again to respond to Daniel's prayer in Daniel chapter 9 by foretelling Christ's coming and victory over evil in 70 weeks. The angel reveals to Daniel that his prayer will be answered in 70 weeks of years, implying 70 into 7 years. These seem to be divided. The first 69 weeks refer to the rebuilding of Jerusalem, leading up to Christ's first coming. There appears to be a gap in verse 26, during which Jerusalem and the temple is destroyed. There are wars and desolations for the Jews. In the final week, in verse 27, the tribulation and sacrilege is followed by Christ's final and ultimate victory. Finally, God himself responds to Daniel's prayer in Daniel 10-12 by talking about the great tribulation, rapture, eternal death and life. The messenger in Daniel chapter 10 verse 5 resembles Christ in Revelation 1:13 and 14 and exhaustively describes the rise and fall of kingdoms, much of which have come to pass. The gap in Daniel 11:35 is a purification period for the Jews and God's people. This appears to cover our current period of time following Christ's death. The events, including the Antichrist, his desolating sacrilege, and final war culminating in his destruction, Daniel 11:36 onwards, are described. So also the Great Tribulation, Rapture and Judgment, Daniel 12:1-3, and broad time frames. Daniel's prayer does not change the situation but enhances his perspective. Are we, like Daniel, carrying Christ's burden to heal the lost world?